says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You have tuned into the Trump phenomenon. And we are live Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got a companion show on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm here in Central Time in North Dakota. I have to translate that in my head. 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. And that's also a live show. All these shows sponsored by the American Freedom Party. It's a small political party dedicated to the ideas that you hear here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's how we created the political party. We, some time before the Trump phenomenon came into being, that both the show and the man and his movement, we realized that our patriot ideas did not have a political party. And that's an oversight. So we corrected that by creating a small political party so that our ideas would have a, however small, home from which they could be communicated. And that's our main function. We're not really contemplating winning the presidency anytime soon. But we are continuously communicating, as we are doing right here, right now, right into your ears. We are communicating. And one of the things we did as a party, as soon as Trump appeared on the scene, perspicacious people in the American Freedom Party perceived that he was the real deal, and we endorsed him. Toot sweet, as they say in France. And the rest is history. Well, thank you for joining us. George, I believe George is with us from Maryland. George, are you there?
George is here. James, happy Wednesday night.
Thank you. And I think Paul, I just got off the phone with Paul Fromm. He's caught up in traffic, but as soon as he gets to his base there in Canada, he will join George and I in our one-hour whirlwind tour through the Trump phenomenon over the last 24 hours. And, well, just to jump right into that, and also we'll, of course, be joined by you, our callers, at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And several of you that were not able to get in the last few days got rain checks from me, so if you call in, jump up and down and tell the engineer, I want to go on the air. Come on. And I'll get you on the air. In fact, let me open that screen up right now. My connection to the engineers at Republic Broadcasting Network in Austin, Texas. Well, George, you know, let us know whatever impressed you the most about the last 24 hours, but something that really knocked my socks off was Donald Trump tweeting that he is going to take himself out of his own business empire, completely take himself out of his $10 billion business empire. And I think what this tells me, confirms for me, the greatest president America has ever had already before he's sworn in. This, folks, is an act of generosity and dedication to our country and to you that is unparalleled. That decision for Donald Trump, and boy, our enemies are going to pay for it. Let me tell you, That decision to take himself completely out of his own businesses will cost Donald Trump and his family, this is my personal thought, with his genius not being any part of his business for 8 years, will cost him several billion dollars. That's a donation made to you by Donald Trump. And let me tell you now how our enemies will pay for that. They've been hounding Donald Trump, you know, with this blah, 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 you know, conflict of interest, blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump, really? This is, I just watched a video of a mother elephant whose baby had been gored by a, or not gored, but struck by a water buffalo. What happened to that water buffalo after the mother got angry? Well, in this metaphor, the mother is Donald Trump, and the water buffalo is the Democratic Party. The mother actually threw the water, the 6,000-pound elephant threw the 2,000-pound water buffalo high into the air after being gored through the neck with a tusk. And that was just the beginning of the end for that water buffalo. Here's what the Democrats bought. Donald Trump, if he had spent, let's say, 4 hours a day watching over his $10 billion business empire, would have made more billions of dollars. He is now going to spend those 4 hours every day, 7 days a week, 28 hours a week. I'm just throwing that number out there. I don't know what he would have spent on, you know, tending the business, an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours. But if it were 4 hours out of a 24-hour day, those are 4 hours that he will now spend tossing the 2,000-pound Democratic water buffalo high into the air.
I really like it, James. When this is kind of the way it's supposed to be. I mean, in the 18th century and our early presidents, they were landowners. They were businessmen.
Yeah.
And they took time out from their jobs and whatnot and took over the Republic for a while. They didn't have to say, well, I'm going to recuse myself and not do any, you know, give up all my, you know, commercial interest back then, because back then it was expected. You were, you know, the only way you got in power in early America is if you had skin in the game. So yeah. This is unusual, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. The other side is just blind with rage. How can he do that? He can't just give it up. I mean, Don, please, don't do this. We can't beat you up as good.
Yeah, and he did this, you know, I hate to crack a joke twice, but two nights running. But he did this even before he drew his $1 paycheck.
Don't like that. You know, a president who's not going to accept his $300,000 a year? Appalling.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, also, folks, that, you know, $300,000 a year is probably just the beginning of it. Barack Obama is probably getting so many different channels of income off of the presidency, so many different expense accounts, you know, you name it. Like Hillary Clinton, that took the furniture out of the White House and then, you know, in an unusual situation, actually had to return it, but just walked away with, I think, $80,000 worth of furniture. So that's, you know, that's a tremendous announcement today. Another piece of news that we'll be covering here live tomorrow is a double event tomorrow. Donald Trump will be in Indianapolis, Indiana, to announce that he has saved the jobs of at least 1,000 carrier employees there in Indianapolis. Wow. That'll be at 2 p.m. And then at 7 p.m. later in the day, he will be in Cincinnati at the U.S. Bank Arena, and I haven't looked that arena up, but the way that sounds, that's going to be a typical big arena. Probably can handle 15,000 people. It will be packed.
17,556.
There you go.
Home of the Cincinnati Cyclones minor league hockey team.
There you go. So that will be that's going to go on at 7 p.m. Cincinnati time, which would be 6 p.m. our time here in North Dakota. So that event will be already filmed and videotaped for us, so we'll be able to play that live on the air for you. Well, not live, but we will play it on the air for you right here on this show, and I'm sure there will be some remarkable moments as we all transition, you know, as the Trump team transitions from candidate Trump to President Trump, and we all make the same transition. You know, we have to, what a shift it's going to be to listen to this man now as our president, and as the sorry memories of Barack Obama mercifully fade into the mists, and we forget this clown who misruled our country for 8 years. This will be, we've got, I guess, what, about 50 days left before the January 20th oath of office. Other news, smart moves by Donald Trump. You know, we're very pleased with his choices that he's been making. Some of those choices, I would offer my peanut gallery thought that some of those choices are tactical choices, folks. So I wouldn't get too much in a lather about a choice that maybe not might not be your favorite choice or something of this sort and so on. One of those choices might be his choice of Mitch McConnell's wife to be the Secretary of Transportation. You know, you, as a president, you need to do some tactical things, and it certainly helps to have the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, fully on board your program.
Yeah, and, it's like having Elizabeth Dole as the Secretary of Transportation. What does she know about transportation?
That's a good. Mm. That's a good comparison. Very good comparison.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I can't even remember Chow's first name. Do you remember it? Is it Elaine?
Yeah. Callers, help us with the name of this woman.
But that kind of makes the point. As a Secretary of Transportation, not to belittle her, but she's not. That's going to be a bureaucratic role. Whatever she thinks about this, that, or the other of transportation isn't going to matter much. Donald Trump will scale back the Department of Transportation in whatever way he wants to. And the also another thing he'll be doing, of course, he is going to rebuild America's infrastructure. This will be, oh boy, will this be a big program. And of course, that will connect with the Department of Transportation, of course, because all those potholes in the interstate system that are destroying our trucking fleet and all those bridges that are no longer sound, that repair, an upgrade of our airports, that will be undertaken by President Trump. It will create millions of jobs and help make America great again. Donald Trump, in one of his campaign speeches, he said, "I've got a good friend who owns a trucking company," and he said, "Don, my trucks, they come back into the shop destroyed. After they hit potholes at 70 miles an hour that are a foot deep, just destroys the my trucks. Yeah, they're not a foot deep, I'd say, but they can't. Those trucks are not made to go over obstacle courses."
I can go on about infrastructure, James, but trains in the nation's capital. Mm-hmm. People didn't know this. A CSX railroad tunnel is being repaired. It was built 115 years ago. It's just now getting fixed. It was single lane. So the double lane CSX that goes from Maine to Florida, next down in the nation's capital, and has been a bottleneck for 50 years. And that same line goes through Baltimore. The tunnels in Baltimore were built in 1876. So there's all kinds of nonsense. America's infrastructure is falling apart. Where do we start?
Yep. So now, another thing I wanted to mention about this news coming out of the Trump administration, of course, is it's coming by Twitter. I love this. Can you imagine what goes on at the New York Times and at the Washington Compost when they're sitting at their desks, probably at this point drinking heavily, and they get a blip on their computer screen that their Twitter subscription to Donald Trump. They're one of the 16 million people subscribing to Donald Trump's Twitter account. When at real Donald Trump pops up, and there's the latest one sentence announcement from Donald Trump. And that's all they're going to get, folks. They don't get a press conference. They don't get to grill the president. They don't get to shine bright lights in his eyes and force him to put on makeup. No, he just sends out a tweet, and that's it. And then you make New York Times, you now fashion that into a story. But all I'm going to give you is 200 words or less. And maybe a photo. So we'll go to those tweets. Here it is right here. There's that little Twitter birdie there on my tabs. Let's see what Donald Trump's latest tweet is. Because I assure you, that's what they're doing at the New York Times right now. They've got a guy whose job is to just sit there in front of a computer screen and watch for Donald Trump's next tweet. I promise you that's going on at the New York Times. And that is mortifying to them. And his latest tweet, let me hit refresh here. What's his latest tweet? Donald Trump, he's retweeting somebody who had written that Donald Trump is already helping the working class. And that's a reference to his saving the jobs at Carrier. And he got on the phone and he worked to do that also. And then Donald Trump tweets his some new nominations. Those were tweeted a few hours ago. Steve Mnuchin, Wilbur Ross, and Todd Ricketts. So we'll talk about those appointments. And then Donald Trump tweets to all 16.4 million of us that are subscribed to his account. Join me in Cincinnati, Ohio tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. I am grateful for all of your support. Thank you, in all caps. And then he gives you a link to his event ticket website. And then he tweeted today, legal documents. We got to go backwards here. What he does, because what is a limit on Twitter? Is it 220 characters, something like that? 144, says the engineer, who knows more. He knows more in his little finger than I know in all of my brain. He's only got 144 characters, so when he has something to say that's longer than that, he gives you a series of tweets. So you got to go backwards to the beginning tweet. Let's see here. I will be holding a major news conference in New York City with my children on December 15th to discuss the fact that I will be leaving my, then go to the next message, great business in total in order to fully focus on running the country in order to make America great again. While I am not mandated to, new tweet, do this under the law, I feel it is visually important as president to in no way have a conflict of interest with my various businesses. Hence, new tweet, legal documents are being crafted which take me completely out of business operations. The presidency is a far more important task, exclamation mark. And there you have it.
I'll take it, James.
Boy, and some guy at the New York Times, did just what we just did and then ran off, ripped that off of his printer and then ran over to their main desk. And the New York Times is now, that's all you're going to get, boys. Turn that into a story now. Go through a couple other tweets here to show that Donald Trump is still Donald Trump, the one we love. He says, ISIS is taking credit for the terrible stabbing attack at Ohio State University by a Somali refugee who should not have been in our country. We've got a president who can tweet the truth like that. We'll be right back with your calls after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
Bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, folks. That click, 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 pounding beat you hear on the drum there is that's the sound of the Trump train roaring down the tracks. We're live, and you can call us at 800-313-9443. We'll be joined by Paul Fromm when he gets back to his base. So we'll look forward to Paul joining us. Bill in Wisconsin. We always look forward to your comments. You're on the air.
Yeah, the Trump train. It's being guided by my two favorite words, Goldman Sachs.
Oh, Bill. Think? Oh, Bill, Bill.
Oh, now, Bill, Bill. Don't tell
we've
me.
We've got eight
Bill.
Years. Oh, hang on, hang on.
Set down your glass of Kool-Aid, okay? We voted for Trump. Worked for Trump because he was going to drain the swamp.
Yes.
And what did he find in the bottom of the swamp? Elaine Chao. Okay. Then, at the bottom of the swamp, he's got a nice dinner. I saw him having a nice dinner last night with Mitt Romney, and there was my buddy, Reince Priebus,
yes,
who screwed up the Republican Party in Wisconsin. They're making the case, you've got to have Mitt. You've got to have Mitt.
Now,
if
Bill,
Mitt comes in, I'm not buying it.
Okay, Bill.
So there's another guy coming from Goldman Sachs, too, besides,
Bill, hang on. We got a radio show to do here. Okay, I get it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
With Goldman Sachs.
Okay, now hang on. Bill,
justify it.
Bill, okay, turn it down just a little bit so I can talk to you, Bill. We've got 8 years, Bill, to convince you that the best thing that ever happened in your life is the election of Donald Trump, and that it's for real. And it may take 8 years to persuade you. Steve Bannon, I'll give you an example. You know, you've got this this thought here that it's, first of all, Elaine Chao is a tactical appointment. Such a thing, could there be a need for such a thing? She is the wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Can you connect those dots? President Donald Trump needs to get legislation through the United States Senate, through Mitch McConnell. Goldman Sachs. Okay. Anybody who ever worked for Goldman Sachs is, by your logic, this is proof positive that that treason is going on, and that Goldman Sachs, as you just said, the two words guiding the Trump train are Goldman and Sachs. Well, let's see. Who's one of the heroes of the hour right now? Steve Bannon. Great patriot. Tremendous that he is appointed as the chief strategist for Donald Trump. Steve Bannon, 10 years in the Navy, great service in the United States Navy, great service and great career in a number of areas, one of which was, Bill, take note, he worked for Goldman Sachs for a while. So I guess Steve Bannon must be bad. He must be terrible. He must be the enemy. He's not the enemy. And that somebody worked for this huge company, Goldman Sachs, doesn't demonstrate anything. So, please, we've got 8 years for you to come to the realization that something wonderful has happened in your life. Why in the world rain on that parade? Well, what are you proposing, Bill? That we, we reject Donald Trump and go to, what is the option you're proposing here?
I'm proposing that Donald Trump, who ran as a populist.
No, I know, you're repeating yourself.
And he was against the bankers. He said, we're going to stop all of that.
Bill, you're saying the same thing again.
Did he not?
Okay, Bill, let me ask you this. Bill, let me ask you something. Let's cut. We got a break here. On the other side, I'm going to ask you a question. That's an important one. So sit down, have a sip of tea, and I'll ask you a question right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Page.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. We're back. And Bill, the Bill, now just in a couple of seconds summary here, where is your thinking going? What course are you proposing?
I'm proposing that a candidate that we supported because of his strong populist message of throwing out.
But no, we got that part. We don't. Yeah, we don't need the preface.
Are you going to tell me that in a country of 300 million, he cannot come up with a Secretary of the Treasury that is not connected with the special interests and with Goldman Sachs?
So if Donald Trump makes a few tactical appointments, like, no, he's not going to come up with out of 320 million Americans, he's not going to come up with anyone other than Elaine Chao, who's married to Mitch McConnell. There's only one wife of Mitch McConnell. So he appointed her to Secretary.
I don't know that that's...
Okay. Never mind. No, does that look like a tactical appointment to you?
That looks like a pandering to Mitch McConnell, who did not really want Donald Trump there.
That's okay? Right. So, but now, Bill,
I heard you say more than once that if they're not going to play ball, In 2 years, we're going to throw them all out. Okay? So
Bill,
when you appoint this guy's wife, you're not getting ready to throw that guy out.
Oh, so Donald Trump is going to throw the
statement that
Bill,
Donald
hang
Trump
on.
Is
Bill,
the
don't filibuster.
Thing that
Bill,
ever...
Bill, filibustering is a Senate tactic,
and
okay?
I would
please.
Say Donald Trump is a hope, but the greatest thing that happened in my life is my religious faith. And
yes.
Secondly, my wife.
Yes.
And
I,
my family.
Yes.
Okay.
Bill,
so at
yes,
the
of
bottom
course.
Of the ladder is a political leader that may give us some hope.
Okay.
I hope to God that he does.
But I
am concerned about some of the direction
okay.
that
Bill,
I...
Now, Bill, you have been concerned in exactly this tone since the beginning of the Trump campaign. And you've aired that on this station, and on this show, okay? This network. So I hope in 8 years we can persuade you that, yes, the best political thing that ever happened to you in your life just happened. Okay, so we'll work hard to persuade you over the next 8 years. And thank you for your call. Thank you very much for your call. All right. Paul. Paul just joined us. Paul, are you here? I think Paul Fromm is here.
I think we got a Paul Graham that says, please call me.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I didn't understand the message I was getting. Okay. So the engineer lost him. We lost him. Folks, just to give you my take on what Bill did, no matter how good this gets, there are going to be some people. Our movement contains this, you know, when you've been down so long and you get cynical. And Bill, I love you, buddy, but if you can maintain that level of cynicism for 8 years, anyway, we'll work on it. We'll try to convince you that something really, really
and
good.
James, I can interject a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know, the poor old We're USA has been dominated by the bad guys for 50 years. So that engine still has a whole lot of momentum in it. And
this, well, exactly. You
know, this miracle worker we have now, it takes more than just, okay, my name's Trump, and I'm firing everybody. We're going to totally start from scratch. That
right.
probably, you know, he has to do all sorts of finesse on his way to, you know, changing the whole thing.
Yes. And Bill, I think, George, you got it right there. Donald Trump was not elected dictator of the United States, and he was not given the keys to every office, and he does not have the power that he had on the Apprentice to say to everybody in the swamp, you're all fired. He doesn't have that power. He has a lot of power. He is the most powerful man in the world, but he has to deal with Mitch McConnell. He has to deal with Paul Ryan. He has to deal with, as you say, George, those people just barely lost an election. It was not a landslide. And there are a lot of forces that are tilted in their direction. So over the next 8 years, Donald Trump will be facing how many third worlders come into the United States every year? Donald Trump. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Paul's here. Hi, Paul. Donald Trump single-handedly, Bill, you know, you or I are not going to be able to do this. Donald Trump on his shoulders alone rests the responsibility to stop in their tracks several million Mexicans, Guatemalans, Nigerians, Somalians, like the one he just mentioned, Bill. Did you hear that tweet? Did you hear the first time in your life that a president has said that Somalian shouldn't have been here? He's a terrorist and he shouldn't have been here. Would you ever see a tweet like that from George Bush or Bill Clinton or President Hillary Clinton? Of course not. He, on his shoulders, rests the responsibility to stop, well, let's see, in 8 years, how many would have gotten in under President Clinton? probably about 5 to 10 million a year. Probably 20 to 50 million people would have swarmed into the United States under the current regime, the current what's going on right now at our border. They're just streaming across. An ocean of people is crossing the border right now. All the headlines, all the honest headlines say this. He's got to stop that because in 2020, he goes for re-election. If there are 10 or 20 million more third world voters, he himself may not be able to get reelected. And in 2024, he hands off the presidency. If there are 40 million more third worlders in America, it's very hopeless at that point. So just that Herculean task alone, Bill, if you can't appreciate the sweep of what this man has accomplished and the awesome burden that he has going forward, that you and I, what's your role, Bill? It's not to get on the radio and say, what a lousy president you just got. You got that wrong, Bill. I'm kind of spanking you here a little bit, my friend. You're not helping. When you talk to tens of thousands of people on this radio network and say, you know, this is not a great president. You're wrong, Bill. And if you want to talk on this station, I'm not going to put up with like 20 or 30 more calls like that. Okay? That's all I'm going to say on that. Paul and George, let's go to some more of the good news. Now, let me tell you, Bill, what I do appreciate in terms of somebody, our role is not to be cheerleaders and waving pom-poms. And a hero for me, Ann Coulter, she's got a great column out today, How Trump Could Ruin His Presidency. And this is, I think she's got the right approach here. She is speaking very strongly, very sternly to Donald Trump, saying, I'll read you a little bit of what she says. He says, after Donald Trump gave that Mexican rapist speech and never backed down, Trump's base would have brushed off six more Access Hollywood type tapes, all because they think Trump will take the shot. In other words, he'll control our border. And then she says, he'd better. As the popular vote proves, we don't have 30 seconds on the clock. It's only 3. But if he breaks a major campaign promise, his supporters will turn on him with a blind ferocity, dwarfing their rage toward Jeb. Because Trump's is the more... And he will never, ever get them back. Most of his promises can be kept with little trouble. He will appoint good judges, cut regulations, replace Obamacare, and renegotiate trade deals. In other words, he'll do all the things any Republican president would do, plus the trade deals. Now, I disagree with Ann Coulter that any Republican president would have done that because George Bush didn't, and his father didn't. But the moment Trump attempts to make good on his central promise to remove troublesome immigrants and give us our country back, every major institution in America will declare war on him. That's what this man faces alone, Bill. Trump knows that. In his Phoenix immigration speech, he said, to all the politicians, donors, and special interests, hear these words from me and all of you today. There is only one core issue in the immigration debate, and that issue is the well-being of the American people. That's Donald Trump speaking. If powerful interests, Ann Coulter writes, were not furiously opposed to Trump's idea that immigration should benefit Americans rather than foreigners, our immigration policies would already do so. It will surprise consumers of American media to learn this, but every promise Trump made on immigration is, get this, is already the law. Why? Because politicians know that's what the public wants. So they pass the laws and then refuse to enforce them. But if Trump does not appoint the sort of people capable of fulfilling his campaign promises on immigration, he will fail. He'll be just another lying politician, and his supporters will watch in horror as rapists, terrorists, and drug dealers continue living in our country. And then she goes on. Well into the Trump presidency, some Muslim will commit a machete attack, shoot up a community center, stage a mass slaughter, or bomb a marathon. There's no question but that the terrorist attacks won't stop unless Trump nominates people who know what needs to be done and aren't intimidated by testy New York Times editorials. There will be more Americans like Kate Steinle, Grant Ronnebeck, and Joshua Wilkerson killed by illegal aliens. There will be more children addicted to heroin brought in by Mexican drug cartels. There will be more parents joining the Remembrance Project. But this time, they'll blame Trump. And then it will be Trump's opponent saying, what is wrong with our politicians, our leaders, if we can call them that? What the hell are we doing? If Trump betrays voters on immigration, he can have as many rallies as he wants. But Americans will say, been there, done that, you screwed us. He will never escape the stink of broken campaign promises. So, unless, blah, 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 I'm skipping a little bit for sake of time. At this precise moment, not after his inauguration, not in a year or two of his administration, but today, as he fills his cabinet, Trump has to decide if he's going to be like every other Republican and throw a brick or grab the ball and score. Whether he's listening or not, his opponents are screaming, Trump, now, take the shot. Now, that's great. And you know that Donald Trump reads Ann Coulter. He's actually been introduced at his rallies by Ann Coulter personally, as well as by Laura Ingraham. And what's she doing right there? She's doing the same thing that Kellyanne Conway was doing on national television when she made the same kind of urging on Donald Trump. And that's good. And we'll do that here from this show. We will urge Donald Trump to take the shot.
Hey, James, there is a shot. Yep. George comment.
Yep.
And this is for Bill's benefit. And welcome aboard, Paul.
Yes, sir.
For the very first time in our lifetimes, beating up and marginalizing and screwing white patriot men is not at the top of the list of the president and his new administration. In other words, this is the first time since we've all been around doing this that the new president and his bunch, their whole reason for being is not to gun for us, which has been for the last 30 years. You know, even during the Bush days, you know, if you were a white nationalist or anything close to it, you were on your way to prison or harassment, the FBI. You and I know some people who are dead for doing that. So a lot of responsibility now falls to us. We can't necessarily, you know, say we're not underground anymore. But if there's ever time to make hay, every complaining right winger in the world, in the country, you're on trial now too, you know. But I guess I'm sort of doing my part. But all these pinned down organizations and people that had no leeway at all, it's as if we lived in Germany or Britain where you're not allowed to criticize anything. Now that's been lifted. And I'm looking around at the rest of the movement going, who's pretenders and who's real? So I'm looking at the rest of the movement right now very closely to figure out who the real leaders are, because there's a whole lot of non-leaders in our movement. There's a lot of non-leaders among white patriots and white America. So you now have your new lease on life. You want to change things? Now's the time. And there's lots of whiners and complainers. There's lots of people that should be on the air every day like we are. You know, we're a little voice, but you know, lots of folks that we know that are heavy hitters. And they're going, well, this is good. It's Trump. And, you know, now we could just sail along and he's going to fix things. Not likely.
Yes. And the again, Bill, I'm just using you as a pardon me for beating up on you when you're not on the air to defend yourself. Not fair, but you know, I know you're a great campaigner for the right to life. When Donald Trump appointed Georgia Congressman Tom Price, a dedicated pro-lifer, as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, that's a fulfillment. How many decades, Bill, have you been hoping that somebody would take a pro-life stance and reverse the Planned Parenthood agenda. You know, and there it is. There it is for you. And what I'd like to hear from you is hallelujah. And not be so concerned that I didn't even know Elaine Chao's first name, but if she worked for Goldman Sachs at some point, really, I don't give a rat's ass. There will be tactical appointments out of 435 congressmen. Donald Trump has to deal with all of them, and 100 senators. He has to deal with all of them. There will be tactical decisions. We got a little break coming up here. We got Iconoclast holding in Ohio. Bruce in Texas. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, here we are in the Trump Phenomenon Show. Hey, Paul, you haven't had a chance to say a word. Please take it away.
I wanted to bring up something. I was talking to a good friend of mine down in eastern North Carolina, and she was reporting to me these huge fires. There were 19 separate fires that burned 70,000 acres in North Carolina earlier this week. The police now say they were arson. There were also fires in East Tennessee, in and around Gatlinburg. Hundreds of people are homeless. Much of the downtown is destroyed. The roads are lava bubbles. And some of the people you might want to know are safe. Ingrid Rimland is safe, and so is Merlin Miller. It may be no coincidence that a large number of so-called Muslim refugees have recently been housed in the Gatlinburg area. And as the police are saying, these fires are arson. it sounds far more extensive and more coordinated than just delinquent kids.
And Paul, it sounds like arson. When you look at those fires, it looks like fires being set by more than one person.
Yes, and this is an extremely diabolical but easy low investment terrorism. Instead of attacking a hard target where you have to get relatively trained men together and weapons and an elaborate plan, all you have to do is go out in the woods and light a fire if it's dry. And apparently this is the driest autumn in 65 years in East Tennessee and Eastern North Carolina. This is, of course, an attack on the white heartland. The Appalachians are overwhelmingly white. We do know that ISIS instructed its supporters last May to light fires in Montana to kill white people. Well, interestingly, later that month, there was the biggest forest fire ever in Canadian history in and around the oil sands at Fort McMurray. 50,000 people had to evacuate. 2,400 homes burned to the ground. Billions of dollars damage done. I think this is Islamic terrorism,
James. Paul, I'm glad we were able to get that in. And folks, we'll be back tomorrow with coverage of Donald Trump's two events in Indiana at the Carrier plant. And then in Cincinnati, Ohio, we'll have both of those events covered for you tomorrow night on the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks for being here, George, Paul. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before, and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.